Compliance? That's all this is. Grow the fuck up. Oh, I thought nobody else came in here, so I was just, thinking out loud. Never mind. What are you doing in here anyway? No, it's fine. I didn't mean it like that. It's just that nobody comes in here during breaks. That's why I'm here. To be alone with my... whatever. Thought word had already gotten around about me, even though nobody even gets my reasoning. What? Oh, you want to know? It's the only room in the building without a surveillance camera. I know, because I checked them all, and it took me years. So if we ever want to hit the ones at the top where it hurts, we can tell the thieves of the world about storage room number 5, the one with the crazy girl talking to herself. No, believe me, you weren't interrupting anything. I mean, okay, technically you were, but it's not... Why do I have to suck so much at talking to people? It's so fucking typical of me to scare off anybody who makes me feel any kind of... Sorry, what'd you say? No! No. You're joking, right? That's really why you came in here? Well, thank you. Even though it kind of scares me that you know where to find me. No, not because of you. I mean, it's despite the fact that it's you. I mean, fuck. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Well, no one's wished me a happy Valentine's Day. No, I mean, ever. So, yeah. I'm right back at ya and all that. Oh, why, though? Why now? I know it's probably cynical of me to ask, but what's the occasion? You're not the type to stop by and wish people things out of politeness, are you? Yeah, I would know. That's what I like about... I mean, that's what I've observed. So, what is it? Come on, you're looking at me like I don't know what. Oh, fuck. I'm really sorry. I would have wanted you to stay with them. With this job. Sorry if that makes you uncomfortable. Did they tell you why they fired you? No, they never do. I think I know why, though. It was about what you said, right? In the meeting? A couple weeks ago? No, the one... 3 weeks ago. I memorized the date and exactly how you said it. You made them so fucking uncomfortable, union busting pieces of shit. I memorized it because I swore I could have kissed you right then and there, and sorry, that came out all wrong. Do you think they waited to tell you on purpose? Waited until the day people buy the overpriced shit we produce as a substitute for caring for people, like, as some weird payback. Not that getting to stay here should be any kind of privilege, but... sorry, that was probably self-centered of me to say. I at least have my income, and I know what I am. Well, to them. Believe me, I fucking despise this company. They're so-called... products that have literally no use, their assembly process, their outright shameless reports to their shareholders about, quote, the importance of cheap labor, and, well, practically everything, but I know I'm not exactly in a position to make judgments on anyone else. Yeah. Storage room number 5 girl who mutters to herself and can't keep eye contact with anyone for more than a split second. None of it matters, though. I'm not different from anybody else. dealing with my aching joints in silence, too scared to speak my mind when it matters. I'm nothing special. Not like you. Do you know what we really are to them, if you strip everything else away? Compliance. I can feel that word in my whole body, in my tensed temples, in my clenched teeth, and I fucking hate it. Sorry, I'm not exactly great company right now. Maybe you should just leave and let me be embarrassed about how I fucked this up. That's a nice looking present. Well, are you gonna tell me who it's for? I'm not very good at guessing. How am I supposed to... I usually don't even get things for, thank you? Can I open it? Oh, wow. It's what everyone's supposed to want today, right? That's why we make them. That's how they're marketed. No, it's a nice gesture, and I know just how much it costs, but I don't understand. Especially not after all we just talked about and what you said at the meeting, and what is it you want to tell me with this? Do you think I'm materialistic or something? Are you pulling a prank on me, or, I don't know, have you been secretly starving yourself and saving up your money for this to prove some weird point? Do you even remember that they just fired you? Why would you let any of your money go into their pockets just to get me this? How'd you know about this room too? What does that have to do with anything I just said? Look, you clearly don't know me or my values, and you're not who I thought you were, so maybe it's better if you simply... Oh, shit. You didn't buy this, did you? You fucking stole it. Holy shit. That is so damn sexy. I mean, it's really brave. That's... Wow. You know what? I'm gonna fucking treasure this. I mean, it's trash, but it's also the best present that anyone could give me. Being made complicit in theft and, non-compliance. Shit. You do know me. Okay. That makes my head spin. You really know how to break a girl's heart, don't you? Come on, you know what I mean. Okay, fine, if you need me to say it. I can recognize delusions when they find their way into my body, that's all. Thoughts about where this could go. Goosebumps all the way down to my toes, and a wish that has nothing to do with reality. I know what men want, and it's not this. This is complicated and messy and not pretty. I'm sorry. I really am grateful for the stolen gift, but you didn't have to make me say all that out loud. No, please don't look at me like that. 'Cause it fucking hurts. That's why. I don't want your pity. I don't want false hopes about any changes in my position within the marketplace of desirability. So just let me keep the shred of dignity. Fuck. Why do you have to be so good at touching me like that? I swear, it's like crushing dreams is your job. Okay, I'm this close to to embarrassing myself completely, so you should probably let go of my arm before you have to report me for leaning in close and fucking hell, I can't even. I know what this is. You're gonna drive me right off a fucking cliff, aren't you? Better not stop now. I'll make you regret it. Stupid fucking professional kisser. Yeah, grab my ass. Holy shit. If you knew the thoughts I've had about those fingers. Watching you at the assembly line, putting your heart into everything you did, even pointless commodification. Take my fucking clothes off. No, I'm not joking. Just do it. Is this what you had in mind? Huh? To force a confession out of me? Oh, fucking shirt. God damn it. Well, fucking worked. I've been needing you to do this to me since the first damn day you talked to me. I hope you're happy now that you know I'd let you do whatever the hell you... Fuck. I need you between my thighs. Right now. Yeah, just right on the table. Please don't make me wait. Give me those fingers and... Oh, God. Oh, God. It's your tongue. Oh, your tongue. Oh, that's right. Oh, thank you. You know just how long it's been for me, don't you? Don't think I can't tell. You're not the only one who's observing here. I don't care now, though. Maybe this... Oh, fuck. This is just a way to get my guard down. But you know I won't care right now. Because you're too damn good at this for me to... Oh, holy shit. Keep doing that. Oh, God, please don't stop. Whatever the fuck that is, keep going. Oh... I'm not weak, okay? I'll make you fucking know that if you doubt me. I just need you to make me forget about defending myself for a minute. Oh, God. Make a girl's hormones run wild. And don't give me any of that see you for who you are shit. Just, oh, fuck it inside me right now. I don't have the patience for men who, fill me with delusions. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, yes. Fuck, yes. Oh. I'm sorry, okay? I know I should be better at trusting you. It's just... Oh, fuck. No. Maybe you're right. Things don't always need to be... explained. You're being really fucking annoying, though. Oh, God. You better not have some savior complex or... I promise I'll kick your ass. I'm just going to enjoy this hot, wet, throbbing cock. pounding into my pussy like it wants to break me. And feel the tension in your ass when you thrust. You still have my pussy juice all over your mouth. Covered in my scent. So fucking hot. I don't even give a damn how long my break's been over. Speed up. As much as you fucking can. Oh yeah, make your balls slap against my ass like that. Bend my arms above my head. I'll fucking control my body. Make me move. And hold still. While you fuck every last shitty Valentine's Day out of me. Oh god. Oh, thank you. This is what I need. Oh god. Yes. Oh god. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh god. Oh. Fuck. Shit. Fuck. Sworn that God is against this day, and you just had to come here with your wrapped present and your kisses and your fingers and your tongue twirling around my clit and your way of fucking me senseless, and you just had to complicate things for me, didn't you? Sorry. I'm doing the sarcasm thing again. I know. Thanks for not letting me make it weird. No, don't. Don't leave. I have a much more important shift to finish. Sit down. Open your legs. I want to get between them and get under your skin, through your cock, with my mouth. You know, here. You know what you've really done to me? See what I mean? You don't even have to say shit anymore. Your twitches and your pre-cum filling my mouth. They're all the fucking information I need right now. And I can see your eyes roll back when my spit starts to run. Holy shit, does it feel empowering. So, you better let me have this moment. Are you expecting that? To have your fucking mind blown? I can feel you squirming, wanting to release it all, but you can't. Not just yet. You're gonna let me savor this. Oh. for me, okay? I know you can take it. I know from every hour I've seen you repeat the same movements. As if nothing could affect you. And from how you were the only one with the guts to stand up for us all. You have defiance. Disobedience. Fucking insolence. And you'd last for decades. No matter what bullshit they gave you. But you've already proven all of that. When it comes down to it, I'm the impatient one here. And I want you to fucking explode in my mouth. Do it. Come for me. Fill me up with your fucking load. Give it to me now. What the hell did you just bring out in me? No, I'm serious this time. I have never heard myself sound like that. How in the world did you do that shit? Alright, try being coy all you want. I'm just saying, I'm gonna figure you out sooner or later. That's not a threat, it's a promise. Yeah, even if my body's still kind of doubting you. Be patient, okay? Well, I know. That always was your thing, wasn't it? I should get back to my shifts before they fire me too. I'd run away with you across the meadows and far away, but yeah, we live in a society and all that. Oh no, I'm not accepting anything. I'm analyzing our circumstances, which happen to include our knowledge of this room, its lack of surveillance, easily opened windows, and the possibility of someone just happening to get a hold of a truck and park it right on the empty street outside. Say, on Thursday around this time. And then, we'll go wherever you want. No more compliance. Ever. How does that sound? Good. I've got some clothes to put on and some excuses to cook up. So, until Thursday, we'll keep working on your dreams. Happy Valentine's Day.